Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today we're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Alright, thank you. Alright, well, thank you. So, do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Alright. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
I vote for every election.
Alright. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or someone
else? I'm an Independent.
Independent? Alright.
Yes.
In the November 2020 general elections, for whom did he vote for? For Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
I don't want to vote for either one.
Oh, no. So back in 2020, so 4 years ago.
4 years ago, I voted for Biden.
4 years ago for Biden? All right, thank you. So would you mind? Mm-hmm. All right. Would you mind sharing? Age?
I'm
63. Thank you. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm a 63-year-old African-American female.
Alright, thank you. So could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote this year?
Extremely motivated.
Extremely
motivated. You're in more trouble than we've ever been.
Alright, understandable. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied? Alright. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job, of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
That's not an approve or disapprove question.
Alright, so what you're saying...
It's a lot more complicated than that.
Alright, don't worry.
I think with some things are disapprove of others.
I'm sorry?
I said I approve of some things and disapprove of others.
Alright, understandable. Thank you. So, do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Again, that's not a approve or disapprove thing. Some of the things they're doing is right, some of it is wrong. It's a case-by-case basis.
Okay, alright. Thank you. So, now I'm going to read you a list of some different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. And for each, I'd like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 5, based on how important of an issue you think it is for you to have them focus on it. You can use a 10 if you think it's, like, the most important issue, and a 0 if you think it's not important at all, and a 5 if you think it's somewhat important. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the first one is...
Okay, I have a question. How many more questions are there?
Well, we are about 20% done with the survey, but it can go by pretty fast.
Okay, is it possible for you to call me back?
Yeah, for sure.
Because I actually have someone else on another line.
For sure, yeah, it is possible. No worries. Thank you so much for your
Okay, so you can call me back and I will answer. But I really need to get back to this other call. I thought it was one of those 5-question surveys.
Okay,
so you can call me back. Okay.
All right, thank you so much for your time. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.